Hey there, how's it going? It's another Monday. We are headed towards the end of August and making our way into later, it's just until later in the year. I mean, we're going to be heading into September. I know folks are getting ready for their kids to go back to school. Things are making their way. And I was sitting around yesterday kind of thinking, you know, it's always interesting to me when people, have podcasts or shows or writing, whatever, you know, you have to be in this mind frame to have new things going on. You have to have new ideas. And sometimes it seems like the ideas and things just flow right into like perfect timing. And other times it can seem like they really have to push. I don't like having to push into new concepts and ideas. And so I am on the road today a little bit. And I was like, oh, I used to have this podcast on my personal page I would post called Driving Thoughts. And it was just when I always had to be on the road, what was going on? What was I hearing? And I would just kind of release my thoughts on it. But I don't like to push out and force like topics of conversation or if something doesn't come to mind. So I was kind of just like, well, you know, it's not a pattern of skipping a weekly whatnot and podcast, but I don't want to push a subject that I'm not really into. And then as I did that, like, just whatever I wanted, it just kind of came into focus. Well, because I have these patterns, and that's always something that I talk about with friends. And I was talking about that with someone yesterday, where when we have these patterns of life, and no matter where you go, how you change, how you grow, patterns repeat, and you know, I'll only take that so far, because you know, you could call it a pattern, you could call it a habit, you could call it life, depending on the level. Like, it might be your daily ritual. You wake up, you get out of bed, you get dressed, you go on a workout or to work, and then you come home. That could be a pattern. And then maybe there are other ways and greater patterns where it's something, maybe a learning point in life, or maybe something that you've been working on to change. You might have a pattern of you feel good, you get up, you exercise, then stress starts to happen, you don't feel great, you decide that you're just gonna loosen up with maybe smoking or drinking, and then you find yourself kind of getting lost in the smoking or drinking, and then you feel like you kind of lose it for a while, but then you kind of regain some strength, and then you go back into that feeling good, not feeling stressed or learning how to handle stress, moving away from the smoking and drinking, but then going right back into that cycle. So that's a pattern. And then there are different growth patterns. So it just can go on and on and on depending on how deep you take it. My thing is always about, my big thing with all of my podcasts and posts and everything, is about awareness. Just how present are we being in the moment, and how aware are we? Aware of our surroundings, aware of the people, aware of what we're doing, aware of how we say things, what we are doing or saying, and how others then perceive these things or whatnot. So, and I feel there's no way to make it perfect. Like, sometimes you can just speak with people, they may or may not comprehend, because it's all in the way we perceive things. We may have a full conversation with someone explaining how the difference is there, and then by the end of the conversation, be right back where we started, being lost in translation. So it is such an interesting thing to be human and really breaking down different patterns and things in our minds. But that brings me here. A pattern that I have is, it could be one that has continued, because I am back in my home city for most part. That is where my animals are stationed. So that is what I would call home. And being that, I mean, I've always met wonderful people. I've always been able to conjure up and have these wonderful experiences or happenings in life. And that's been great. But when these experiences or people or whatnot go away, they always seem to be temporary. I tend to always be left with this gentle longing or sense of, I would just say it, sadness, which can already bring up some discomfort or some uncomfortable feelings, or this like, oh, that's odd. Like, and I can never pinpoint it. So then I got into, when I met a friend in college, he introduced me to traveling. He took me on some of the first and best trips. We went down to Virginia Beach, and we went through DC, and we would go out just anywhere. We would always have all these adventures. And it got me into, then when I started working and growing up on my own, it kind of got me to branch out and do even more of that. So I would work tours or go on trips or set up, you know, classes and events outside of my home, even my home city. Sometimes it was just getting away from the home city. It's home city. I could still be in the same state, but just something about being here. And it is interesting because, so I'm from Cleveland and I love it. Like I meet amazing people here and things do change. And I do like the way, like, even if they're adding something new in the city, they do the, do their best to keep historic things in the city, because I'm not a fan of a lot of places that just tear down the old, build brand new, cheap, terrible, like, houses and things and developments, and then don't care. Like, because it's nice to have that history of, or at least an understanding of where that city comes from. I like a balance, so the balance can be well. But even with that, there is still always this, like, longing and sense of sadness that still comes up. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter who I date or hang out with, who I'm friends with, because it doesn't deal with the people. I can say that it doesn't deal with the people. I mean, you're going to have good and bad interactions. You're going to have people who understand you and completely get you 100%, and then others who don't. And that can happen anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are, in any state, in any country, in any place. But I don't know. I think people get upset here when they don't understand, and people can feel offended, like, oh, she doesn't like to be here. I don't want to, you know, why am I so sad if I'm always home? Something like that. And that, but so example, when I went through that first round of not being able to understand and why this sadness is here, or why it always comes back, this sense of, not even a sense of longing, because I've lived in other places where I have a sense of longing, wanting to be home, but it was kind of more of an out-of-body spiritual. I was lacking spiritually, and I feel that has fulfilled from when I haven't lived here or been here. But to still then be home and have that, or be on that journey of spiritual fulfillment, always wanting to connect to source, connect with others, good energy, being able to just understand and comprehend when things don't go as planned, because we are human on this earth and things happen. But it's all about how we perceive it and go about in our, not so much, because you don't want to have just a reaction, but sometimes a reaction happens, but just being able to slow down and have an understanding of what happens. But it's just that when I leave this place, somehow, depending on where I go, because I have gone other places where it feels similar to the feeling and energy and vibe that I get when I am in Cleveland. But then when I leave some places, it is just, it changes. And one thing that I have loved, enjoying, and learning about is there is, I always say the word wrong, and I may have mentioned this before, there's a mapping system you can do, and it goes with your birth chart. I have areas, yes, I did mention this before, because I think I talked about how I was making it for a client. So it's an astrocartography chart. I'm probably saying that wrong. I don't know why I can't say that word. But in that chart, it's your birth chart, so it tells you where planets and stars and things were aligned when you were born, and there are lines and energies and things that were happening in that place, and you can use it to understand maybe why you like a certain place, or maybe why you feel a certain way. People like to use it if they're looking at, like, maybe their jobs or things that they're looking at financially. And so mine, before I even ever did this, I have this longing and sense of, I feel so much better in myself and natural when I'm out in California. I haven't been to Portland yet, but I'll get there and see how that feels. And just in Austin, Texas, I like that place. And then when I go overseas all the time, over to France and Germany, there are these different vibes and feelings that I get that are amazing. And it feels so at home. And I feel so, my body, my spirit, my mind, everything feels more aligned. Not to say there aren't trials and tribulations, because they're definitely still, I have been to these places, and it doesn't mean like, oh, everything's going to be whoop-de-doody, dandy, great. That's not what I mean. But it's just the way I feel centered in that my, even though I'm born here in Ohio and in Northeast Ohio and Cleveland, the energies are different. And it could relate, like I said, it deals with the line, the planets, the stars, the lines, what have you. But it also could even deal with, you know, history and connections that I've had, or if you go into past lives or ancient family members. So there's a whole nother, like, world of things that could go into it. And once again, just depends on how deep you'd like to go. But I also have been doing my best to grow and look and discover these things, and figure out then how can I keep these intentions or vibes alive while I am still learning and growing and being back in Northeast Ohio, for whatever the reason may be, as I still am on this journey of finding self, as we are all on journeys of finding ourselves and growing in this world. So where this conversation is going, because things can be so wordy, and it's just about the journey, but it's nice to give some perspective in that sense of how did I get here into the podcast that I decided to post today? And I guess that would be the theme is, let's break it down this way. Sometimes I have to slow down my thoughts so other people can understand what I'm saying because we all don't speak the same language. Is there a place or where you are born or where you find yourself, do you run from where you are? Or do you look to run? Do you not feel fulfilled on any level? Not looking just financially, but you could put that in there. But spiritually, full of life, inside, soulfully, mentally. Do you feel you? Do you feel an alignment, a centering? Do you ever go to different places and feel differently or have this openness and awareness that just comes out with the body that you couldn't find or explore or discover, before? Do you feel lost to a certain degree or aspect and you are searching to be found? And if so, have you ever just thought instead of running or instead of going out to drink or instead of being depressed or upset at the people around you, have you just sat and thought to just sit with self to maybe see if something in silence comes up and resonates with you? Because that's what I've done a lot of. I mean, you can't always run. Like, so if you run or move a lot and tend to be like they would call like a rolling stone kind of lifestyle, the things that are you're running from are those feelings and vibes. They're going to creep back up no matter what. It may not be right when you leave. It may not be a month. It may be a couple of years. But because you're going to find yourself falling into those same patterns at one point or another, possibly of where you were home. Now, we always all strive to better ourselves and be better humans, so things can change. But if you're ignoring certain things about your life and not becoming aware of them and doing your best to work through them, then, you know, you're going to find yourself in that runaround again. So maybe then you are from, you know, San Diego and things are going well. So then you decide you're going to move to San Jose and then that's not going well. And then you decide you're going to move to another state, to Houston, but then that's not going well, on and on and on. And then you find yourself in the middle of Mississippi somewhere, sitting on the river going, what am I doing with my life at this point? So that's where that can take you. And that sounds real. That's a little bit maybe more on the extreme side, but that is where sometimes these things go. We get extremely lost when we feel lost from ourselves or not within our own bodies. We are not comfortable with our own bodies or something feels off because we're not aligned. So I would say if you're interested in trying to figure out more alignment or something that you are running from, whether it's something financially, partners, life, relationships, patterns, because once these patterns come into awareness, how do you change them or what do you do to grow from them from there? The first and easiest and simplest thing that doesn't cost anything would be, which I could say is easy, but sometimes it's very uncomfortable sitting in silence, is to take a moment to sit in silence. Take a moment to sit in peace. See if that resonates with you. Being able to just go outside of the body for, you know, a minute, and then maybe in a couple days, 5 minutes, and then maybe you find yourself in 15 minutes or so on, and from there, and grow that way. Then it could be, okay, you're bringing that awareness, you're bringing silencing, if anything resonates with you, then you could maybe have a paper in front of you and start to journal down what you're doing in your life. Is there something happening that is taking place that maybe puts you subconsciously or consciously into these cycles that you don't even understand are happening yet? So it could be that maybe you start off like you have issues or anything, complications going with drinking, but you think you have it under control. So then you think you can have one drink. And then that ends up being 2 drinks. And then that ends up you being out all night. And then that puts you in a cycle you don't feel good the next day. And then you don't feel good because you're upset with yourself. Then you have like things of guilt coming in. So it's these things that can grow that we don't even realize, these cycles. And it could be that maybe something happened that puts you in that place. So it happens in the middle of the month every time around the let's say 13th or 14th. And then you have that breakdown. Then you go through the cycle again to reawaken yourself and grow from there. So, and in these patterns and things that are happening, it doesn't mean that you're not getting better. It just means that there's still work to be done, which there always is, even when we change and grow. You're never, I don't know, I hate to say never, but as humans, I hate to use the word like perfect and perfection, because what is that? Because that's to some societal or some sort of standard or heightenedness of glory. And that's just not how humans are. Like, we are all made, depending on how spiritually or wherever you'd like to take it, is we are all made to be imperfect creatures, right? Although the world is perfect in that imperfectness. That's a whole nother story. But from there, we could go on to, figuring out now in that movement, in that motion, figuring out maybe you could take it even a step deeper, where then you do a birth mat, a birth chart. So then you can figure out, okay, now I want to dive a little deeper. I want to learn and figure this out. So where am I today? And have I ever traveled somewhere? And if I did, can I think back and remember to how I felt when I was there? Because if you say you do find yourself living in Mississippi and you're not happy, but then you realized when you had that spurt time back in Malibu or back in Indianapolis or somewhere and you felt good, what made you feel good about that place? Was it something that is undeniably unable to just speak about, or was it something that you could find and conjure up and bring to your home place? Like, I do find the bits and pieces of myself being more aware and feeling better when I find and connect with people who are from out of state, or a business or something that kind of aligns with what my body prefers anyways. So to put it into another example, I am always enjoying and loving West Coast living, and I naturally bring that to East Coast. I love to discover West Coast things and bring them to Midwest, East Coast style and life and living. And when I connect and go to an eatery that kind of aligns with the same things, or is open and beautiful and offers, or the person who runs it is from, you know, maybe out west or something like that, I feel good. It centers me, and I feel for that time. It's almost like the body's fixed. Like, okay, if I can't be out there right now, this is what I got. But being home is still, having that overwhelming sense of sadness. So because I like to go into awareness, and I don't want to go too deep off the chart, and I try not to have these go too long, but I feel like in the past, this has definitely been a cycle of coming into this speech and this conversation. But to not carry on, because I probably could talk about this forever and I'm hitting my limit, because I like to have these be about 20 minutes or so. So we will talk a little bit more about this next week. But what I will say from here is, if you do have these feelings or sensations of, no matter where you live and where you be, you may live on the West Coast and you may not feel healed and truly whole, no matter what you do to feel better. What I will say to you until we continue next time, or you can always feel free to message me or contact me on Instagram. I love all of you and the messages that I receive. It fills my heart. I'm so glad that we can all connect and vibe and learn and teach and open our eyes and minds and hearts to even new insights and information that we may not understand. But is that, start with that silence. If you are somewhere and you feel somewhere that is not really working with you, sit in silence and kind of see, kind of take a moment. If anything just comes up into thoughts, it might be an animal, it might be a certain color, it might be a number, it might be nothing at all. So take that and sit with it and kind of just see where that takes you. Then when you've done that for maybe a couple days, like I said, a minute, or 3 minutes, or five, or what have you, maybe then you move into the journaling. You sit in silence and you write, what did you see? What is coming up? If you did something that put you in a bad spiral or cycle or pattern, what was going on to have you feel that way or to have that happen? And then move from there. And then after you have that, we'll stop from there. We'll take it from there. You could go into the birth charts, or reading more about your signs, or maybe discovering, and if there's a certain animal or something that keeps coming to mind, maybe Google and look up this animal, and then we'll talk deeper from there. So I'm going to stop here. We're going to get, this is like turning into just, I think, even release for me. So this topic can go really far into discovering ourselves and our patterns and where we want to grow and be and heal and find, basically what you want to do is either find how, whatever you need to grow and learn, and from no matter where you're at, this will help you to get you on that path. This can help to get you on that path. But then also, if you really have that sensation of like, I need to just leave and find that place that does align me, because I've seen people do this. They do find that place that helps them to feel aligned and as a whole better person. It can happen. So, it's just figuring out how. you know, what would be the steps then? Because that can go into a whole nother storm of things. And what would you be leaving behind, or how would that affect other people if you were with someone or what have you? So we're going to dive into all that. I'm going to stop here. I hope this message finds you well. If you are just completely confused, please feel free, reach out to me. Until then, but hopefully you have some understanding. We will talk later. Take care.